I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy. Look at your sexy. You got the sexy head.
Well, I mean, may I?
Yes, you may.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It takes turtle wax. I use turtle wax. And a nice shaver every couple of days.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Christopher Lockhead, welcome to our eCam session. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here with you. Thank you.
So you started us off this morning, and the energy in the crowd was just electric. We were excited that you came here and presented to us. What was it like looking out in the crowd and seeing all of us veteran creators, you know, really keen to what you were doing and leading us off?
So let me tell you, the first night after I got here, I was on the phone with my wife, Carrie. And I said, the way I feel in the military and veteran community is different than I feel anywhere else. I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm not confused. I know that the only reason I'm alive is because of our all-volunteer military. I am an immigrant to this country, and I appreciate that America is the greatest place in the world. I've been able to create a legendary life for myself and my family, with my family. And that's all because every morning when I wake up, nothing bad happens to me. And the reason nothing bad happens to me is because of our military. And to be with people who have that level of commitment to country and to service, that level of courage, I just love our vets and I love our military. And so it means the world to me to be here, especially as a non-vet, right? And as an immigrant who chose to come to America at a very young age, I understand, you know, my grandfather served in World War II against the Nazis. My 95-year-old father-in-law, Phil, was a Marine during the Korean conflict. I just love these folks. I really do. And to look out at all these military creators and entrepreneurs, I believe that our vets are arguably our most under-tapped entrepreneurial resource.
Really?
Yeah, because the things that make you legendary in the military are the things that make you legendary in being a creator capitalist and an entrepreneur. Massive commitment, willingness to do the absolutely unreasonable, the ability to stay in the fight no matter what. And the truth is, what legendary creators do is they create different futures.
Right, right.
They move the world from the way it was to a new and different way. One of the things we teach people in the category design world is everything is the way that it is because somebody legendary changed the way that it was. So if you think about our military's job is to create a different future, a future around freedom, a future around liberty, a future around opportunity. That's exactly what entrepreneurs do. And so I think the more we can tap into the entrepreneurial spirit, the creator capitalist spirit of our vets and of our military folks, I think it's a massively underutilized resource as a country. And I know because I'm friends with so many who, when they transition and they become an entrepreneur and they create value out of nothing, that what they're able to do for their families is extraordinary. But here's the big thing. When one creator, one entrepreneur stands up, she doesn't just take herself or her family with her. She often takes a community and sometimes a whole country with her.
We can win together.
We can absolutely win together. And entrepreneurship and creator capitalism is about creating abundance. One of the biggest...
talk to me about that.
One of the biggest lenses that is broken in our country is a scarcity mentality.
Well, yes.
And here's the aha. If we fight over the existing bananas, we kill each other. When we fight over scarcity, we kill each other. And when humans collaborate to create abundance, we get Artemis too.
True.
Right? And so the worldwide GDP in 1700 was about a trillion. And I think today it's about 700 trillion. Somebody needs to check me on that. It's materially larger.
Right, right.
And all of that value got created by humans. And people with a military background, whether they realize it or not, are value creators, are people who create different futures, right? And that's what a legendary entrepreneur is, somebody who starts with nothing and creates something that is insanely valuable and makes a difference to other people.
So just one question. I know you're asking, Mike, you got to get moving, but so many of my fellow veterans are like on the sideline, like, should I put myself out there? Should I take this idea I have and do it? And how do I get them to get in this incubation, this system, and believe in themselves?
Yeah. The first question is, why wouldn't you?
Right. Right. Thank you. Yes.
Look, our veterans, if they've already come out and are transitioning or have transitioned, already made a legendary commitment to do something that the vast majority of human beings in this country won't do. Right? So you already did it.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And the risk of being an entrepreneur, yes, is it risky? Absolutely. But unless you're in a bad part of the country, you're probably not going to get shot doing it.
No.
Right? And so put yourself out there. And here's the thing. The world needs our vets. The future needs you. There's too many people who are afraid of AI. There's too many people who are afraid of the future. We're living at the greatest time in the history of humanity to be alive. AI is the greatest technology for value creation that's ever been. And one person can create the value of 30 to 50 people with AI.
Right.
Why wouldn't you figure out you're different? Figure out what's the different problem that you want to solve. What's the new category you can own? And then leverage AI to take your own intellectual capital, your own thinking, and convert that into products and services that make a difference for others at scale. And if you do that, you can become a category of one. You can become the company or the person that people go to in your area of expertise for the problem that you solve. And vets have more intellectual capital than they know. Your experience is intellectual capital. Even if you've had horrible things happen to you. Listen, one of my best friends, a guy I considered a brother, 6.5 years ago, was murdered in a 3 a.m. home invasion, robbery, kidnap, torture. I have PTSD about that. You know what I've done? The first thing I did, there was four guys who killed my brother from another mother. All of them guilty. Murder one, life without parole. That took 2,353 days. And then here's what my wife Carrie and I decided to do. To channel that anger and that pain and that PTSD. We had four murder trials. In 13 months, we spent 19 weeks in murder trials. It could crush a person. It almost crushed me. And you know what we did with all that anger and pain? Channeled it powerfully into community projects, improving our community. And with the legendary Morgan Wright, who's got a 35-year career in law enforcement, we've started a nonprofit called the National Center for Open and Unsolved Cases. There's 250,000 unsolved murders in our country, and there's 2 million unsolved rapes. We're building a nonprofit AI startup to go get all of those bastards.
Let's go.
And we're working with law enforcement to do it. So what's my point? Even if you're a veteran who has PTSD, like I do, who has pain and suffering, who has maybe even wanted to die, like I did, after they murdered my friend Tushar, there's a way out of that. And there's a way to channel any anger and pain into something legendary. And that legendary is creating a different future. With the National Center for Open and Unsolved Cases, we're creating a different future. We're already catching cold cases from the 1960s. Murders.
And the AI is helping.
And it's with the AI. And it's free to law enforcement because we have funded it and we've raised money. It's a nonprofit. Anyway, my point is that even if you're a vet in pain with PTSD, you can channel that.
Yeah.
The greatest entrepreneurs and creators are mission-driven. And even if you have horrible things that have happened to you, that gives you a unique place to stand. I stand in a different place when you want to talk about murder, when you want to talk about gun violence, when you want to talk about law enforcement, when you want to talk about laws that are pro-criminal. I stand in a different place. And I wish I didn't have to go through that, and I really wish we never lost Tushar, but it happened. And so we can use positive things or horrible things as motivation to do legendary things.
Speaking of legendary, it's just been a legendary experience sitting with you, Chris, and hearing you talk this morning, seeing the energy. I just want to appreciate you coming by. I can't wait for the future. And again, thank you for coming to Military Creator.
Travis, I want you to know I'm not confused. You're the reason I'm alive, you and your sisters and brothers. So thank you for my life, and thank you for the incredible opportunity that the United States is. And I will tell you, if you're somebody who put your life on the line for the opportunity that is America, go get that opportunity for yourself, because the future needs you.
Be legendary.
Be Chris. Legendary.
Chris, thank
Travis,
you so much.
Travis, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for my life.
Right.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.